Blog Talk Radio.
It would bring me to life.
saw you from afar. Thought I'd say what's up. You can't tell me your name when we waking up. They say that they call me Junchi. I'm good, I'm Gucci. Now you can kiss your old dude goodbye. Smooches, you're a beast. You're a beauty. Man, I think somebody didn't give Cupid a Uzi. Shoot me, you're a firework. Brighter in the dark. So let's turn off the lights and give me that spark.
It'll bring me to life.
Saw you from afar. Thought I'd say what's up. You can't tell me your name when we waking up. They say that they call me Junchi. I'm good, I'm Gucci. Now you can kiss your old dude goodbye. Smooches, you're a beast. You're a beauty. Man, I think somebody didn't give Cupid a Uzi. Shoot me, you're a firework. Brighter in the dark. So let's turn off the lights. Give me that spark.
What it be like?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a little half-hour edition of the Arthur Jones Show. What a night. The Badgers did advance to the Sweet 16. They will play this Thursday. We will find out who they will play sometime tonight. I need to correct myself on something, because I thought the Badgers had played one of the teams that they was going to face that you're going to see playing tonight. It was actually that Marquette that had faced Creighton. That's what it was.
Okay, what happened with the Badgers men's hockey team?
Oh, yeah.
Big Ten champions.
They are the Big Ten champions. The score is 5-4 against Ohio State. For what it seemed like, it was a good one. That was seemed like. Let's see. In other news. Oh, because I know I got something.
You've got nothing.
Yeah, I do. That was y'all thing.
There you go.
Yeah, I do. Watch me.
No.
Okay, this was something I was looking at middle of the week, but just as that it happened. But the Boondocks edgy anime series based on Aaron McGruber's comic strip about 10-year-old black militant Huey Freeman and his gangster wannabe younger brother Riley living in the suburbs with their grandfather is returning April 21st for the fourth and final season on Adult Swim. However, there's a catch. McGruber, who created the series and was the key creative force, is now along for the ride. The press release from Sony Pictures Television, which produced the series, noted that the new season was produced without the involvement of Aaron McGruber. When mutually agreeable production schedule could not be determined, representatives from McGruber could not be reached for comment. The announcement comes as a surprise, since launching of the strip in 1999, McGruber was developed the live-action comedy Black Jesus for Adult Swim, has been extremely protective of property of the Boondocks characters. The Peabody Award-winning series has been about the hot button for Adult Swim since its premiere. The Reb Al Sharpton and other lash out for relentless use of the N-word in episodes. McGruber has taken their kind of African-American figure of the show and angered Tyler Perry when he made fun of the filmmaker of the episode portray a Perry-like figure as a closet crossdresser who used religion to hide his lifestyle. The series last aired in 2010. Returning of the new season of Voices of Huey and Riley is Regina King, and John Winterspoon's returning as the voice of Robert Granddad Freeman.
I didn't know what he was upset about. I thought he laughed off of that.
Wow. Well, it seems like the series had kind of pissed half the people off, especially BET, because some of the episodes that they did...
And he should have pissed out BET.
Right, especially some of the episodes they did in the second season.
Yeah.
That they couldn't show because BET was just all pissed off and they was going to sue.
Well.
Right, but hey, half of it is true anyway. Let's see, because they didn't edit anything out the first season. I think it was like 3 episodes of the second. Then the third one, I think it was like 2, if I'm right. But it's just like, it's just for laughs. I guess just people just don't think that's, you know. Let's just say people, let me read some of these comments. I didn't even pay attention to that. Let's see. A guy said, don't Aaron and Bill Cosby have similar message, though. Negroes, get off your arses and stop waiting for correlations. Or to put in another way, life's not fair, but work and make it fair. Ghetto culture seems to reveal in ignorance somewhat, although the mainstream shouldn't obsess over Ebonics too much, which is dialect like any other, and Bill Cosby should criticize, well, shouldn't criticize the African sequence name so much. Let's see. Or another one, like, as bad as it sounds, I think it's the best. Let's be honest, although season 2 and 3 had its funny bits, most of the time it went way over the top and was most times just out of time. It just seems like the show was always trying to live up to extremely high bar set by the first season and went way too far. I was way to slam McGruder's personal enemies and hashtags. BET, Tyler Perry, Fox, and Bill Cosby. Everybody hates Fox, Fox News. There's another thing I should talk about. I'll get into in a minute. Fox News. So we'll get into that in a bit. Now in season 4, maybe they can find comedic rough pocket that it once had. Like, they made enemies. Like, so what? It was very good. Let's see. Another person said, y'all are crazy. The Boondocks is awesome. I wonder how about this next season, since they're all doing is unofficial saying this show is not going to continue, but we're going to attempt to do away with it in style. I like how the show picks up many different cultures, most of the black culture, fearing blacks can see what being a hypocrite really means. Things moved out for appealing to something greater importance while attacking celebrities and personal enemies of the creator. Sincerely, a content black kid. Yeah, just some people just like surprised that they're going to do it without McGruder. Let's see. Some people can't wait till they see the... I think this is the one that just caught me the most. What, Aaron, you lazy F-U-C-K? Get out of King's Place, sleep off your itis, and get back to work. You've been working on Black Jesus for 4+ years, and while it is cool, you more you sit on your hands and more you look like hypocritical caricature of a famous person you would normally be in the business for lambasting or exposing. Aaron, if you're scared, fine, just admit it. If you just can't come up with anything funny of the Boondocks anymore, I don't get it, but fine. Just admit it if you want to say the F word, F the world, we love Jay Chappelle. That's cool, though. Just show some love for the fans and clue us in at least one fine reason you do that. I guess they mean it like why he's not a part of it. But overall, it will air April 21st, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9:30 p.m. Central Time. And I guess it will be every Monday on Adult Swim on Cartoon Network. Well, like I said, it should be an interesting episode. Well, it shows. Well, serious, I should say. Or season, wherever you want to call it. But I know we're going to talk about Fox News. Sorry about that. Me getting tongue-tied. So we will be right back.
what you do to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its X-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak winds up lost in a
talk about Fox News, because they the most hypocritical pieces of trash I ever seen, and I'm just surprised that there's still people that still watch Fox News.
It's an evil.
Yeah, it is. Like the show they had, Bill O'Reilly. I was watching videos of people like the guests he has on the show, and they just constantly, like, proving their point and just kind of shutting them up in a way. Mm-hmm. People like Jon Stewart, Bill Maher, Stephen Corbett. And just, like, the list goes on and on. It's just, like, Bill O'Reilly is the most hypocritical person on the face of this planet. How are you going to start a beef with, like, a rap star like Ludacris because you think he doesn't fit the mold for the Pepsi commercial, and thanks to you, he didn't get it?
I think Bill O'Reilly forgets that companies like Pepsi and Coke and everything have got to appeal to certain generations and certain demographics, and if they see a certain demographic no longer using their product,
mm-hmm.
or the amount of people using that product is declining, you go and find somebody who that demographic looks up to and respects.
Yeah, that's...
And, you know, you go, you do it from there, do you know what I mean?
Right. It's just like, everybody, like, if you're in a business and stuff, gotta appeal to the demographic.
Right.
Any demographic, because you won't to make money that way, you have to appeal to everyone. If you think one ethnic group is not, like, appealing to your things, do something to bring them in. I know there's a few businesses that need to, you know, take notes on that. But Fox News, they really just need to grow up and stop being one-sided and just be questionable. I don't know, it's just like a piece of crap. That's mainly what that is. I don't know, it's just like, and I think all around election year, 2 years ago, they was all there trying to predict early that, oh yes, who was running against Obama? I can't remember his name, but They already projected him that he's the winner already, and the votes didn't even wasn't even finished. Yeah. Like the Fox channels, like Fox FX and FXX, good channels, but y'all should not do any. Oh yeah, Fox Sports is good too, but y'all should not do any news. Y'all should just end it. Although it may cost some people their jobs, they need to just end it. Exactly. But let's get back into some a little bit of wrestling. There is a show that's going on. If y'all in the Waukesha area, it's the Waukesha Eagles Club. Y'all should check them out. So just hold on a second. I'm trying to get a little bit of information. I know it starts at 3. So y'all just give me a second here. So I know we got like a few minutes or somewhat. Yeah, it's at the Waukesha Eagles Club. Shows today. Doors open at 2. Bell time is at 3 o'clock. And they got like 5 matches. Adults, $10. Kids, 6 to 12, $5. Kids under 6 is free. I guess shows like that you can easily just go to because it's a fair price. Especially for kids, you got like between that age too. So really, that's a fair price. So check out the Waukesha Eagles Club and check out that show today at 3 p.m. You'll see a lot of the best independent workers in the state. Okay, with that said, and I have to plug that in because I know the owner is hopefully listening, so just saying hi to the guy. I know we're going to be short off of time, so check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com, for like wrestling news, events, and information and stuff like that, and all the other things that's going on. Also, we have Network. We have WFSO Aftermath that will be tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. live. Wednesday, Hazel Runs Her Mouth, 9 p.m. Central Time. The next 2 weeks for the Smart Slips, it will be an hour. Because I guess Chris got like a few special guests from the independent circle in his area in Memphis. So that will be interesting. And I think somebody else was supposed to call in too. So let's see if that plays out. Tea with Hazel on Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. A new show is... I know I got 90 seconds. Snapophobic Era, which will be a show about music. So check that out. That will be this coming... It will start this coming Saturday, 7 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, most Sundays you got this show. And if there's, like, any pay-per-views, like, after... We will have a show to talk about the pay-per-views and stuff after that. So, like us on Facebook, MySpace, subscribe to our videos on YouTube. And I know we got more channels than that, but I know we're going to be working on Instagram and stuff like that. So, just bear with us on that. But thank you, Hazel, for giving your input on stuff that I was talking about today. As you blow me a raspberry. But anyways, y'all have a good week. Hopefully y'all check out the show in Waukesha tonight. And y'all have a good week and see you guys tomorrow on WFSO Aftermath, WFSO Radio Network.